From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today's plane crash off the coast of Egypt killed all 148 people on board, most of them French tourists and many of them children. Authorities say the plane dropped into the Red Sea near the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Amid worldwide security concerns, this news immediately caused people to ask if the crash was linked to terrorism, but almost as immediately, Egypt's civil aviation minister said it was not, blaming the disaster on technical problems. Reporter Sandy Petrakowski is in Sharm el-Sheikh following this story, and let's start here, Sandy, with the survivors. How sure are authorities that no one survived this crash?
Divers have been out at the scene since very early this morning, shortly after the crash. From about 5:30 a.m., there's a group out there from the Egyptian military, naval ships. There have been helicopters overseeing, scanning everything. And the remains that they found so far have been fragmentary, very small, and they have not found any survivors at this point. They have found, sadly, only body parts and pieces of what remains from the planes.
Now, this crash just did happen today, and I know it's rare that authorities can know with certainty the cause of a crash right after it happens, but what do they know?
What they know at this point is that shortly after takeoff, within 2 to 3 minutes, it disappeared from the radar. There was no distress signal. But there is some suggestion, actually, the deputy French foreign minister just arrived here, and he told reporters that the pilot noticed some errors and may have tried to turn the plane around. He didn't give more specifics than that. He said there may have been technical difficulties. This also matches what the Egyptian Civil Aviation Authority said. They blamed it on technical difficulties. They haven't been more specific than that. And these sort of things do take time. It's in deep water. It's within sight of the coast, but it's about 3,000 feet deep. They have not announced yet whether they found the black boxes. These are the things which could give you more information from the cockpit recorder. These things have not been discovered yet.
Have officials said how they're so sure that it's not terrorism?
They have not said that, but from the very beginning, shortly after the crash, they said it was technical difficulties, and that is what they have maintained. And also, the French anti-terrorism group has said that they do not expect it to be terrorism either. They're not planning any sort of investigation.
We've been talking to Sandy Petrakowski, who's a reporter in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, the city nearest today's plane crash. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.